From JMI Wealth, Andrew, beep, beep, they're finally in the money, Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, I alluded to that yesterday, put out an email to staff saying things could be all right, and so he's delivered, and you can't take that away from him.
Yeah, well, I said yesterday that it was reporting season, and this was where the rubber really hits the road. And, you know, there's this argument that runs that after such a strong run in share markets, Mike, that when you start to lose a bit of momentum, then you've got to start looking at the company fundamentals. You know, when that rising tide stops lifting all boats, and here you have the absolute classic example. You've got Tesla. They reported after the close yesterday, and yet, well, hasn't it been a tumultuous year for Elon for all the wrong reasons, Mike? I mean, you know, and what do we get in last night's report, though? We got a profit. They actually generated a profit. Now, I think it's the third quarter that Tesla has delivered one of those. I'm not sure about that. I think it's the third quarter.
Right.
And it was very unexpected. People weren't expecting it. So earnings per share, $2.90. Shares jumped quite a lot in after hours trading. That strength has continued through today. I was just looked at the price, $311. Now, early October, Mike, that share price was at $247. So that's a pretty strong bounce back. But the question is, has Musk repaired all the damage? So let's just look at a couple of aspects here of the report. Firstly, it's his last earnings report as chairman, because, of course, he gets kicked out for 3 years now as part of that deal with the SEC. They're looking at rolling the Teslas out in Europe next year. They're looking at manufacturing in China. But here's the thing, Mike, The Model 3s outsold in terms of volume all but four other sedans in the US last quarter. But in terms of revenue, it was number one. It was number one. And they're getting, at the moment, they're getting a gross margin of 25% on their cars. There is a little bit of a potential issue here, because as they start to sell more Model 3s, the product mix changes. So you've got the Model S's, you've got the X's, higher margin product, lower volume. So they're going to a lower margin product, but higher volume. So the question is how does that look in terms of the bottom line? Can they sustain the profitability? But hey, gold star for last night.
Yeah, that is true. They've also got the debt issues, and some of that's due very shortly.
Absolutely. No, that's gone away.
Yeah, exactly. Now, talk to me about what are the others? Ford, Visa, how are they all coming?
Yeah, so it was actually a blooming good night, really, in terms of reporting. So, and the share markets bounced back. I mean, after we spoke yesterday, Mike, we had quite a soggy close to the global share markets. Actually, US S&P 500 lost just over 3% yesterday, and that put it in negative territory there. But it's bouncing back. Yeah, so we had, and it was the biggies, it was the large, it was the major companies that have really changed the sentiment around. Tesla wasn't the only car company. There was Ford there as well. They beat analyst expectations. That was at the earnings per share level. They're on track to hit their guidance, but it's getting tougher to sell their cars, particularly in China and Europe. General Motors have found that as well. Quite a strong share price response, though, up over 8%. Visa up over 2%. That was in the share price there, result in line or better than expectation. What do you got there, Mike? Good economic fundamentals. What do people do? They get the plastic out and they start spending money. Microsoft, everyone's favorite when the old Outlook or Excel doesn't work, but they had better than expected result in terms of revenue and earnings. See how there's a bit of a theme going through Mike? They've got this business Azure cloud-based service. That's not growing quite as quickly as they had expected, but the share price at 5.4%. Twitter. Does anybody still use Twitter other than Trump? But anyway, it's Twitter up 14% at the moment. So getting a strong bounce back from yesterday's pretty weak session, and all looks pretty good.
I like it. Give me the numbers.
So the Dow at this stage up 277 points, 1.13%, 24861, has been higher. S&P 500 2698 up 42, 1.6%. The Nasdaq 7264, as I'm looking at it, up 156, that's 2.2%. So all good. FTSE 100, 7004 up 41. The Nikkei, now this was before all the good news came out, so the Nikkei was down 822 points, 3.7%. Ugly. 21268, Shanghai Composite 2603. At the ASX 200, they had a pretty soggy day yesterday. They were down 165 points, 2.8%, 5664. AMP, they announced that they're still trying to get out of the mire. Their share price down 25% yesterday. The NZX 50, 8568, down 74.86% loss there. The New Zealand dollar this morning, 0.6518 against the US, 0.9209 Aussie, 0.5730 euro, 0.5082 pounds, 73.38 yen. Gold trading at $1,230. Brent crude, $76.74. And next week, Mike, we're going to come from across the ditch. We're going to be reporting out of Sydney.
Looking forward to it, mate. We'll see you then. You have a good weekend. In the meantime, Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.